Hey guys, welcome to episode 161 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. Guys, it's Monday, so another podcast. Thank you so much for dropping by. For many of us, it's either week 6 or week 8 in the United States for stay-at-home orders. A few states are looking to open up, and it depends on state to state, really. And I'm just curious how everyone has been handling this stay-at-home quarantine period here in the United States. So many people have been affected by COVID-19, and there are some that are, you know, along the spectrum. Some people are super happy that we're opening up. Some people are still cautious, but, you know, just be mindful of how other people are feeling, and be respectful and just stay safe. A lot of people have been lonely during this time period. I have lots of single friends who live alone. They don't have kids, and they've been really hard pressed to stay cheerful during this time because they are home alone. Some of them don't even have pets. Some of them are totally alone and they're working from home. And so they are anxious to get out and see people if they've been totally rigorous in their stay-at-home order for their state. Other people have been a little bit more lax and been, you know, doing drive-bys and waving at friends and things like that. And some have been just doing Zooms and FaceTime and things. People have been surviving as best they can. But like I said, be respectful of others who have been really stringent in their stay-at-home order. And, you know, stay, 6 feet away from each other. Wear your masks if you're going to be in closed areas with other people. Just know that some people are really phobic about it, and just play it smart, guys. Just play it smart. Just pretend you have like a buffer around you and just be that way for a while, because people are going to be transitioning for quite a while. Their comfort level out in public and all that. And, you know, some people are just going to go gangbusters when their state is opened up, and, you know, gangbusters. I'm serious. I can just see it. And it scares me a little. But then it's just the reality that we do have certain freedoms here in the United States, and some people are just anxious to practice those freedoms back to, in quotes, normal after this period of time at home. And hopefully people understand that things are going to have to change at least a little bit until we get this better understanding even of this virus and how it's spread, and who really is susceptible to it. Because if you look at the numbers, there's a whole range of people who are getting it. It's not just the older people. If you look at the numbers across the country, it's people who are young, from 18 to, you know, into senior years, people are getting it. And it's not just people who are immunocompromised either. It's everyone. And you don't know who it's going to be. You really don't know. You see people who are totally healthy who have gotten it. It just has no barriers. And you don't know if you're, in quotes, safe or not. So just, like I said, just be mindful and be conscientious of others. And like I said, that buffer zone and the masks. I know that people are like, oh yeah, masks don't help. The masks will help you if you've touched things out and about. It'll prevent you from touching your face, your nose, your mouth, which is the entry point for this disease to get into your body. Because if you've touched something and then you bring your, it's like with the cold and flu, the same kind of difference. But it's just being, you know, this is just a little bit more, you know, just be more conscientious of it. When you have a mask over your face, you're not going to be touching your mouth if you have a mask on. that I think people are going to be a little bit more reserved going forward, out in public, touching people and, you know, getting real close to others for a while. So it'll be an interesting transition, and it's like, try not to be offended when people want you to stay away from them. Don't take it personally. Just know what's going to happen, because a lot of people are very much afraid, if not for themselves, but for their family members, for their parent who has lung issues, for their parent who has diabetes, for their parent who has cancer, for their child who has leukemia. They're thinking of other people in their family who they are going to be in contact with. So even if somebody looks healthy, they're fearful of bringing things home to the people that they love and care for. So we need to be conscientious of that, especially with states opening up and people having gradual openings, supposedly staged openings, whatever the case may be. It's going to be different state to state. And just know that people are going to react differently. And I just hope you all are making, like I said, good decisions and things like that. It's just something that's so heavily on my mind, because I've been keeping pretty good at staying at home. I did visit some friends just recently. We were like away from each other, but we were just being able to see each other's faces out in the open for a little bit, and just to touch a base. It was nice. And I'm going to be interested to see how like things are going to be changing in restaurants, and how seating is going to be, and places that are really more intimate, like libraries and coffee shops. How are they going to be doing seating and things like that? Are we actually going to be able to sit down in restaurants soon, or is that going to be further down the line? Are we still going to just be picking up food for the next, you know, 2 or 3 months? We'll see. It's just interesting to see how things unfold. And the world has changed from this. And if you don't think it has, I beg to differ. People's eyes are opened up in different ways. People's hearts are opened up in different ways. People are seeing changes within themselves, within their families. It's been a real huge reality check for family relationships, I think, and for friendships this month and a half, 2 months period. Some people need lots of hand-holding, lots of communication, lots of FaceTime, lots of time with friends. And I've seen people saying like, oh yeah, I'm gonna remember who reached out to me and was friendly to me during this period, and those who weren't. And I think communication is kind of like people's love language, you know what I mean? People, you know, there are the different love languages, and people receive love differently, and they communicate their love differently. And communication, I think, is just the same. Some people don't need a lot of communication, whereas others need a lot. And you shouldn't put your style onto another person, because that's not the way they handle things. For me, I just don't really, I care, but then I don't care if people communicate with me, because I just love my friends no matter what. And if they're going to take it personally, if I did text or I didn't text, or if I didn't like a post that I did or didn't like a post they did, that's so petty to me. If they know me and know that I love them, I think that should be enough. If they know me well enough, they know that's the case with me. But we'll see. But yeah, I'm sure this 6 to 8 weeks has been a reality check for many, for their families and friendships. And, you know, just getting to know themselves and who they are. People who thought they were really introverts are actually extroverts, and some extroverts might realize they're actually introverts, because some people have really thrived during this period of alone time, and others have really been struggling big time being by themselves and realizing they can't handle time by themselves. And hopefully we've all learned a bit about ourselves and what areas we need to develop and grow ourselves into. But I hope, like I said, you have taken advantage of this time period and grown in some way, shape, or form, be it, you know, you're working out more, or you are finding a new hobby like art or crocheting or quilting or even sewing. If you're sewing masks, awesome job, guys. If you are doing better with your meal prep and realizing you can cook more at home, and you're realizing what recipes you love, or you've started baking, or, you know, just doing things with your family and realizing that there's quality time in just the simple things like playing a game or doing a puzzle, or playing a card game instead of just going out and doing something. The simple pleasures of life. Hopefully you found that, the advantages and just the different kinds of conversations you're now having with your loved ones, and realizing you don't have to move at 100 miles per hour every waking moment of the day. We've changed, guys. We have. Anyway, guys, that's it for tonight. Sorry if I was all over the place. It was just one of those, I want to talk about it, but what do I want to talk about? Anyway, guys, thanks again for dropping by. I'll talk to you guys next week. Hey guys, and that's a wrap for this latest podcast. Would love to hear your feedback on this podcast. And if you have any ideas on future podcasts, leave me a message on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or even here on Anchor Messenger. If you're ever looking for my Thankful Thursdays, you can find those on Instagram, on my IGTV, or on my Facebook page, both A Single Mom's Journey. Again, thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.